Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 258. Trivia for fun. We're going to have some fun tonight. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each and every week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick up some great Mayberry items. Christmas is coming. Drop by and get two Andy Griffith Show 2014 calendars, and you'll get one free. That's right. Buy two, get one free over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. You can give it to Mayberry fans in your life. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode 258 is Kenneth Junkin. Wow, Ken Junkin has sponsored like the last three or four episodes, not because of actual, sponsoring, but because he's been able to provide us with the food for our shows here, for what we're going to talk about. And tonight we're going to be doing some Mayberry trivia for fun. A few weeks ago, let's see, it was podcast 256, I believe. Yeah, it was the Mayberry Days trivia. And wow, was it hard? Yes, it was hard. That's not really a question. It was hard. So I thought it would be kind and nice to give you guys a chance to actually do some trivia questions that were, you know, for regular humans to do. So let's head on over there. We're going to have some background music by the VW Boys. I want to thank them for providing that for us. So let's hear that. There we go, getting us in the mood. So folks, let's have some Mayberry trivia here in 2013. Trivia for fun. Our first question. Opie saved money to buy his girlfriend Charlotte a what? Opie saved money to buy this girlfriend, Charlotte, a what? What did he buy her? Oh, the people in the chat room are playing along as we go, so you can play along at home, too. What did he buy her? The answer is a coat. How you doing? These are a lot easier than last time, weren't they? All right, trivia question number two. What gift did Barney receive on his fifth anniversary as a deputy? What gift did Barney receive on his fifth anniversary as a deputy? Oh, I know people are just screaming at their computers or into their iPods, whatever they're doing to listen to this. I know. What gift did Barney receive on his fifth anniversary as a deputy? The answer is, if you don't want to know, pause it. The answer is a watch. He got a watch.
Read what it says on the back there, Barney. It says five. Yeah, five.
All right. There's only 10 of these. How you doing? You're doing pretty good, probably. Ready? Next question, number three. What is the title of the Andy Griffith Show theme song? Is this a trick question of some kind? What is the title of the Andy Griffith Show theme song? Oh, this could be controversy when I give this answer. All right, let's see. What's the title of the Andy Griffith Show theme song? The answer is, it's called the Andy Griffith Show theme song. Now, note this. Note, the fishing hole is the theme song with words, but it is not the theme. The name of the song itself, the music, was the Andy Griffith Show theme. Okay, that was the name of it. The Fishing Hole was the name of the theme after they added the words to it. That was what it was called, the Fishing Hole. Oh, I bet that was a trick question and got you. It was a hard one because what was the title of the Andy Griffith Show theme song? It was just called the Andy Griffith Show theme. All right, how'd you get that one? That was okay, that's a little tricky. It still wasn't too hard. All right, what's number four? Number four. Who said of Barney, he can't sing a lick? Oh, everybody's thinking through their heads. I hear it. You know, I'm actually doing pretty good on this one. Of course, I have to write it down. Who said of Barney, he can't sing a lick? Do you know? Well, the answer is Thelma Lou. That's who said Barney can't sing a lick. He's a good man, but he can't sing. Yeah, not a lick. All right, number four. Oh, that was number four. Number five. Who wore a blonde wig to impress the new preacher? Oh, sounds like a color episode. I don't know. Who wore a blonde wig to impress the new preacher? Well, I think this narrows it down to it's a lady. These are kind of trivia I like. Who wore a blonde wig to impress the new preacher? Okay, you got it? The answer is, who wore a blonde wig to impress the new preacher? Aunt B. Aunt B did. Aunt Blee. Aunt B wore the wig. Oh, did y'all get that one? I remember that. That's a good one. All right, folks. Now we're halfway through, so how are you doing? Now, hopefully these are a little more fun. I hope you're having a good time on these. These are not the kind where you're just pulling your hair out going, I cannot believe people know the answer to these. These are kind of, they're not super easy. But for most of you guys that like this kind of podcast, you probably are doing pretty good on this. So, congratulations. So, let's see what the next question is. The next question is, number six. Who is the guard at the Mayberry Bank? Who is the guard at the Mayberry Bank? You got to think about it for a few minutes. That character appeared several times on the Andy Griffith Show, the actor. Who is the guard at the Mayberry Bank? The answer is Asa. It was Asa. Oh, just as a little bonus question, what did he collect? What was his hobby? What was he collecting? This is just a bonus question. You know, because he saw Barney's bullets in his gun belt. Because they were all shiny. And what did he tell Barney he was going to bring him? Yeah, maybe you can come over and see my roll of tinfoil sometime. That's what Asa told Barney. I always love that one. All right, question number seven. Question number seven. What did Barney call Aunt Bee's homemade pickles? Oh, this is a little tough. It could be, there's several things it could be, but what did Barney call Aunt Bee's homemade pickles? I'm letting you think because, you know, you're second guessing yourself now. I feel it. You're not sure. All right, what did he call Aunt Bee's homemade pickles? He called them kerosene cucumbers. Kerosene cucumbers. Shoe fly. He's dead. No, I'll just wait and smoke. I'll eat it later. Eat it later. I love those. All right, so we've got three questions left. All right, so we're heading over now to question number eight. Question number eight. And the question is, who said, they're doing it? Barn, they're doing it. I hope I read that good. Who said, they're doing it, Barn? They're doing it. I may be giving it away just by asking it like that. Who said that? Have you narrowed it down? You know, who said, they're doing it, Barn? They're doing it. All right, you ready for the answer? Well, the answer is Goober. You remember that? Goober Pyle, he said it. He said it when Barney and him were outside of Helen's house watching Andy and Helen sitting on the couch. Andy floated his arm around there, and he'd leaned over to kids. They're doing it, Barn. They're doing it. These all bring back good memories. I love these trivia questions. All right, two more questions. Here we go. Question number 9. Who sold Barney his first car? Oh, this is a good one. Who sold Barney his first car? Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, I'm not going to make you even give the whole name. Who sold Barney his first car? The answer is Mrs. Lesh. Yeah, Mrs. Lesh. What was her first name? I heard it. It was Mert. Yeah. Good old Mrs. Lesh. All right, folks, this is our final question for the trivia. So I hope you're enjoying this. Number 10. Do not run until I fire the gun. No, that was a week or so ago, wasn't it? All right. Number 10. The question is, Opie and his friends tried to win a pony by selling what? Opie and his friends tried to win a pony by selling what? Ooh, good one. Opie and his friends tried to win a pony by selling what? They tried to win the pony by, the answer is, selling Miracle Salve. It cures the mange. Miracle Salve. All right, folks. Well, that was our final question. So that was our 10 questions. So how did you do? Did you do good? I'm sure you did well on these. These are a lot more fun, I hope. Hope you enjoyed these more than the ones from the Mayberry Days Trivia Contest. These are the kind of trivia questions that friends enjoy asking one another, not the kind that Kenneth usually asks at the Mayberry Days Trivia Contest because they are so hard. These should have been a lot more fun for you. At least for me. Some of you guys did very well on the trivia, but for me, these were more my speed. All right, folks. Well, while we're finished with trivia, I wanted to play a few voicemails I'd gotten from some of you guys. So let's go first over and hear from Diana from over in Texas. Let's hear what she's got to say.
Hey, Alan. This is Diana. I'm in Amarillo, Texas. This was my first year to come to Mayberry Days, and I plan to come back. But I had a comment about the Attaboy loser, and I watched for the first time The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, and I heard that Attaboy all the way through, and I thought, okay, I've got to find out who's saying Attaboy loser. And I did listen to your podcast, number 159 and 160, and you did tell where that came from and who was doing it, and that was real interesting. But I wanted to also say that the first time I heard the Attaboy was in a different movie, and I think they probably took it from this movie, though, and it was in What About Bob? That movie, there was a man in the town where Bob was, and you have to go look at that movie to see it. It's a real funny one, too. It has nothing to do with Mayberry, but it was kind of a gotcha thing for the man in the movie. It was, he'd say, Attaboy, Bobby. And anyway, you'll have to check that out. It's pretty interesting, and I just wanted to let you know I appreciate the podcast, and I listen to it all the time. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Wow, thanks for calling that in. I had never heard that before. I saw that movie back in, I think it came out in 91 or something like that. What About Bob? It had Bill Murray in it. And I don't remember that. And I tried to look it up on the internet, and I couldn't find any references to them saying Attaboy, Bobby, as being a quote that people often quoted from All About Bob. So if any of you folks out there have clips of that or have an audio clip of that, catch it and send it to me. I would love to get a copy of that to be able to play, because there is a possibility that they got the idea of yelling that out from The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. And originally that was Andy's idea. Attaboy, Luther! So that's kind of a neat catch. I was able to look up a lot of things about All About Bob, but I could not find a quote or anything listed on the internet that said that. That doesn't mean I'm not disagreeing at all with Diana. I just couldn't find anything like that. So I'd love to hear from you. If you have a copy of All About Bob, maybe you can do a capture of the sound file for me and send it to me at floyd@imayberry.com, and I can play it for everybody here on the podcast. So Diana, thanks for calling. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you got to go to Mayberry Days and everything. So let's hear from Larry. He's over in Westminster.
Hey, Alan. Larry Ramey, Forest Master. I was just listening to broadcast number 255. I really loved it. I think a lot of your broadcast. I learned a lot on there, a lot of stuff I didn't really know. So I watched your broadcast. Once again, thanks, Alan, and everything. So I'll talk with you later. Bye.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for calling. And he was listening to the Mayberry Days report, which is episode number 255. And thanks. I hope you guys hear things here on the podcast that you may not have ever heard anywhere else. I spend a lot of time and get a lot of information from you guys as well, trying to dig up things about the Andy Griffith Show that you may have never heard or never known about. I may be digging up way too deep. Because a lot of the stuff I talk about, well, you have to have really watched the Andy Griffith Show to care about this. But I'm glad that so many of you do. There's several hundred of you that are listening every week, and I appreciate you listening in particular. So thank you, and thank you to Larry for calling in and leaving a message. So I appreciate it. Now, last week, our episode was about The last episode was about the sheriff's Boys Day race that was held there in Mayberry. And in that episode, we talked about Barney holding up a copy of the what looked to be the telephone directory from Mount Airy, North Carolina. And so we got this call in from Emmett, who's Ron Blankenship. He's in our chat room almost every week, and he has this to say.
Yeah, Alan, this is Emmett. I wanted to sit down and take a look at that episode that we were talking about after Sheriff's Boys Day episode Monday night, and look at that book that Barney was looking at when the men came in. And on my TV with my DVD, I can see that it does say telephone directory at the top, and underneath it, it says Mount Airy. Just wanted to let you know I saw that.
All right. Well, Emmett, hey, I thank you for calling in and for confirming that. I did talk to Ken Junkin while we were on the Mayberry cruise, and he confirmed that he thought that, or, you know, he had been told that that was what that says, that it was the Mount Airy phone directory that was shown there on that episode. So I appreciate not only the confirmation, but from last week, I appreciate being told last week all about this. So this is neat stuff. As I said, we spend a lot of time digging up information about the Andy Griffith Show for all of you. And for me, I enjoy this stuff. So I want to thank all of you that take time to send me the information. And if you have anything like that, definitely do send it so I can share it with all the other fans out here. Cause we enjoy just learning more and more about our hometown and finding little nuances like this, not to make the show any less, but just to make the fact that we've watched it 50 times I've seen this episode that I have something else to watch for. So folks, that's about all I have for us tonight. And I want to thank you guys for spending some time here in Mayberry with me. I always have a lot of fun going through these things, and I hope you do too. And I would love to hear from you. Just like I heard from these callers today, you can call me at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop by our Facebook page over at facebook.com/2chairs and leave a message for me there. Or you can drop by the Two Chairs No Waiting website and leave comments on any of the show notes. And I'll be able to read those and get back to you, or maybe I'll answer you here on the podcast. However you'd like to, I would love to hear from you. And until next week, guys, have a great week in Mayberry, and we'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.